A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 6th of December, 2014. It is the feast day of St. Nicholas, a 4th century bishop from Myra. It's the anniversary of the first publication of two major institutions of print. The Encyclopedia Britannica came out on this day in 1768, and the Washington Post in 1877. 1947, on this date, President Truman dedicated the Everglades National Park, the third largest national park in America behind Yellowstone and Death Valley, 1.5 million acres, home of 400 species of birds between Miami, Key Largo, and Naples. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the words, "I fetch his slippers, fill up the pipe he smokes, I cook the kippers, laugh at his oldest jokes, yet here I anchor, I might have had a banker, boy, what love has done to me." Ira Gershwin wrote that, born in New York City, 1896. Ethel Merman sang it in the 1930 musical Girl Crazy. Ira Gershwin was 21 years old and working in his dad's Turkish bath business, while his younger brother George was making it big in Tin Pan Alley and eventually needed a lyricist and called up his younger brother. It was on this day in 1953 that the novelist Vladimir Nabokov finished the final draft of his novel, Lolita. In Ithaca, New York, he was teaching English at Cornell there. He'd written a good deal of it in a house that he and his wife Vera rented in Ashland, Oregon. Nabokov did not type or write things out longhand. He wrote his ideas and some scenes and quotes and ideas on index cards and then dictated to his wife, who typed the manuscript. Nabokov liked Ashland, Oregon. He walked 18 miles a day looking for butterflies, composing the book in his head, finished it in Ithaca. It was published in London, 1955, first printing sold out. London Sunday Times thought it was one of the three best books of the year. The editor of the London Sunday Express thought it was the filthiest book he had ever read. But when it came out in this country in 1958, it was a big hit, sold 100,000 copies in its first 3 weeks, earning so much money that Nabokov was able to retire from teaching and move to Switzerland, to the Montreux Palace Hotel, where he lived until his death in 1977. Here's a poem for today by Midge Goldberg entitled "Hometown Bars, If I Went Back." I talked to the girl with auburn hair next to the mirrored barroom wall. What made me leave? What kept her there? Eyes of green, skin so fair, queen of every high school ball. I'd talk to the girl with auburn hair. Remember how, with one slow stare, she got the boys to come and call. I had to leave, and she stayed there to marry young, each day aware of the always watchful eyes of all. She was the girl with auburn hair, and I was not. I took the spare leftover names, the smart one, small, and left. No one could keep me there. But still I sit in a vacant chair next to the mirrored barroom wall, the green-eyed girl, the auburn hair, what we believed would keep us there. Hometown Bars, If I Went Back, poem by Midge Goldberg from Flume Ride, published by David Robert Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.